Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that might not happen if the producer forgets to click on record. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Yeah.
That's a weird, you make us anxious to start the podcast. I'd be like, oh, God, hold on, I feel like I'm forgetting something. It makes us all feel weird.
I get it, but you know, like that feeling where you feel like you forgot your oven on, but you didn't forget it on? I had that feeling.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember when Kim Clavel, you know, that boxer?
Yeah.
She was fighting for the world championship, and Jean Thomas texted her the day of the fight to write, I'm really nervous for tonight.
And she's the one fighting.
Yeah, because he was like, no, but I'm nervous watching a friend. I'm afraid she might get hurt. And I was like, why are you telling her she might get hurt? This is like the most important fucking day of her life. Don't just fucking write nothing.
I fucked up when you were recording Noir. That's what I should have done to you. She'd be like, Mike, I'm fucking scared shitless, bro. What if you fuck up? Yeah. What if you trip? Look at your feet a lot, just in case. So you don't trip.
What if the Human Rights Commission watches this?
Just fucking with you all that. That's insane.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Jean Thomas doesn't mean wrong. He's the nicest dude.
And he's super smart, but that was just a dumb. Well, everyone does dumb things sometimes.
Like him, right? Starting the show.
Exactly. Yeah, because
it's every second day.
Before we started, he was like, okay, everything's good, but I feel like I'm forgetting something. All right. We should start.
Yeah, and then we're looking around. We're like, what the fuck? Should we start?
Yeah, I don't know. But everything's on. The lights are on. TVs are on. It's all good. I'm just dumb as shit.
You know what the problem is? I'm telling you, Mike, I know this. Now we're fucked because he got a new game. And he's not good with new games. Every time he gets a new game,
that's all he thinks about.
Everyone finds out he has a new game because he's always either late or he fucks stuff up. And then he's like, my mind's not there. And then you think he's going through something like depression or sadness. Yeah. And you're like, what happened, bro? You lost some money or something? He's like, nah, bro, I'm trying to level up my character, okay? And then, son of a bitch. And now he got a game that's like super immersive. Even my wife is like into it now. So I know he's going to get trapped. So now I'm fucked. For the next month, I know I'm screwed.
I played it like for like 2-3 hours so far.
Dude, it's fucking good, bro. It's fucking good.
I shouldn't have told him about it. It was my fault.
I watched a review, actually.
Because I told you.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually. But I would have discovered it anyways.
Yeah, but I should have waited for you to discover it naturally. I shouldn't have done this. I fucked myself. And I knew when I was telling him, like, well, this is a problem. Well, but then I was like, maybe he's matured.
The morning show tomorrow is going to start at 11 instead of 10, guys. Yeah. No, it's a joke.
You played on PS5, right?
I bought it on PC.
Okay.
That's how I found out he was playing. I was editing and I got a notification.
But
your fat friend is playing video games.
But it's called balance. I did something to balance it out. I finally bought a gimbal for the camera because you kept complaining how like I was moving too much and it was too like weird and shit. So I bought a gimbal to stabilize it. So even if I do move around, it's going to keep the camera steady.
We're going
to
test it tonight.
Yeah. Well, I ordered it. I haven't gotten it yet.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. And how is that?
How's that balancing anything out? You ordered click, and you're like, all right, back to killing devils.
Because it's a new gadget. And it's also going to distract me from the video game. And this gadget is intended to be productive.
That gadget's not going to distract you
at all. You'll just be like, okay, it's not shaky anymore.
Yeah, like I understand. When you're home, instead you're going to, I can either play this game or I'm going to stare at my gimbal.
Yeah.
No, but it's going to give me an excuse to want to record stuff with it because it's a new gadget.
Oh, bro.
That's like saying I solved my gambling problem by buying yogurt.
Yeah, it doesn't
make sense. I buy yogurt. What do you mean? Well, I have yogurt now.
Yogurt's good.
So why should I gamble? Fucking probiotics? There's no probiotics in blackjack.
Yeah, there's no probiotics. You're worse at lying to us than you are to yourself. This is crazy. Why would you think we'd fall for that?
Because I thought I'd fall for it.
Oh my God.
He's trying to trick himself.
No, it's not going to work. We're fucked. This is gonna be a tough one.
No, I'm gonna be good.
I just got back from Phoenix.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah,
Metallica.
I went to see Metallica, and those fucking assholes canceled the second show
because of COVID.
And James,
what?
The first night because the singer got COVID.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing fucking like two shows, all their songs, and the hits. Right, they play them towards the end and during the encore. First night, they do the show, and James isn't feeling well, so they cancel the encore.
Oh.
So I think they played, like, they were supposed to finish with Seek and Destroy, and what other song?
Master Puppets.
Master Puppets, Seek and Destroy. And my brother told me they did one of them, but I don't remember. I just remember going, what the fuck? Like, all I heard was new garbage. And their new stuff is really good. Like, it's super good. But
you
want to
hear
not,
the classics.
Yeah, I want to hear fucking Seek and Destroy.
I was lucky because when I got to see them in 2004, they weren't a gay band yet. So it was a good show. They weren't scared of COVID.
Yeah.
No, did you get COVID?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, now in Phoenix, like everyone, he probably just gave it to everyone. Yeah. Who else? A few people told me, like, call me next week. I can't this week. I got COVID. And I was like, is that a thing again?
I just call it flu season, bro.
Yeah.
It's just flu season. Everyone catches the weather. It's fucked up today.
I'm the only one of the whole crew that hasn't got COVID yet. Yeah. So when it hits me, I'm going to die.
Yeah. Either that or you're going to brush it off.
Either that or I've got it and brushed it off.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'm like a black guy.
Yeah, you probably got it, but just didn't notice.
Yeah, that, hopefully. Fingers
the
crossed.
Show, though, like it was surprisingly good. But the crowd was, it was weird because it's all older guys that traveled to Phoenix. Yeah, and there was a guy next to us.
How are they dressed?
They look like every French guy I know from Quebec City.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
They're all Quebec City guys.
Yeah.
So they're all, you know,
denim jacket cut up.
Yeah,
patches.
They got the. There was one guy who was wearing a shirt with every band logo ever on it.
Yeah,
it's one of the. It's all guys that they probably don't own Harley Davidsons, but they have a lot of Harley Davidson merch.
Or yeah, they have a moped and their helmet has cat ears and the sticker says Metallic Cat.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about here.
But yeah, there was a guy next to us and he looks at us and he goes, look, just want to warn you guys, when Pantera comes out, because they were opening, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm gonna go crazy.
I may vomit.
I'm going to go crazy. And then we're like, yeah, okay, go. Who cares? There's fucking music. We're not going to. No. You're going to notice. I'm going to go crazy. I'm gonna lose my shit.
You've never seen anything like this.
Crazy.
And then Pantera comes out. He's like, white power. You're like, holy shit. Okay, that's insane.
But he did nothing. White power came out. Pantera came out, and he was just like. And I was like, what the fuck?
You should have started yelling, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down, dude.
Yeah. No way.
There's people here. It's a public spot. Calm down.
And he didn't, like, I was wondering, like, the next day if he was like, ah, fuck, I embarrassed myself. I should have lost my shit. Those Canadian guys were expecting me to lose my shit. Or maybe he was like, I was mental last night. I clapped twice.
I embarrassed myself.
Yeah. Last night was a movie.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy driving us, it was so I felt so bad for him because we Ubered it because it's a 60,000 seater stadium. So we're like, we're not going to park. It's going to be insane. So we take a Uber and then we drive and he goes to drop us off like a block away. And a cop shows up and the cop is like, you got to move. You got to move. And he's like, no, but I'm not. And he goes, move. He yells and he taps his gun. And the guy just freaks out.
Tapped his gun.
So
that's
like he tapped his gun. And then the guy just started moving. He's like, where do I go? Where do I go? And the cop is like, follow the cones. So he just drives. And we end up in the parking lot, but there are people in front of us, people behind us.
And you just get out of the
car. And we're like, all right, I told the guys a joke. I was like, okay, I think you have to come to concert with us. And then he laughed a little, but I was like, this guy's never getting out. Getting out. And then, I was like, fuck, poor guy. Like, and he was like, kind of sad, like the whole way there he was telling us how he didn't have friends and he should get out more and blah blah blah, and he likes Uber because now he talks to people. And then we fucking abandoned him in a fucking parking garage.
Was he a foreigner or was he American?
No, he's an American guy. He told me though, like, and he looked cool, like he was a cool looking dude that looks like he likes Metallica. But he told us he I don't know if his wife died or girlfriend died or she made a good living. So he stayed home for the last 20 years just raising the kids.
Oh, he's a stay-at-home pops.
Yeah, and now the kids are all grown up. So now he was like, I got to go out there and meet people. So he's working Uber. And then we just abandoned him. And then my brother, I was like, I wonder if Dave's going to like give him a huge tip. So I felt bad. So I gave him, I was like, here's a 20. Like, it's horrible. 20 is horrible. But I was like, at least it's 20. And he was super happy.
You're fucked for the rest of the night. Here you go, buddy.
He was like, I'm gonna use this to bribe someone to try to get my way out. And then
That's better than him. I'm gonna invest this.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Yeah. He ruined his fucking night. What a shitty cop, though. I've noticed there was another lady this week. It was a black woman. I think she was shoplifting. She was 6 months pregnant, shoplifting liquor from a liquor store, and she got shot by a cop.
Okay. No.
Or a security guard. But I think a cop, because they're the ones allowed to have guns. But it's like the crime doesn't fit. Even if you're chasing down a thief of a liquor bottle,
Yeah. You
have to know your limits. I'm not going to run her over. But since she's I'm not going to hit her. Even if she wasn't pregnant.
They're two thieves.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, they're coming right for us. There's two black thieves coming right for us. The cop acted. You're right. The cop acted the way he should have.
It's a gang.
It's a gang at that point. Yeah. The cop did the right thing. But it is crazy. It is crazy. Like, you'd know. Like, remember sometimes when you'd see older people, like kids would just be like, fucking kids.
Yeah.
They wouldn't hunt them down and beat the shit out of them. Like, Guido got into a situation, an altercation yesterday in the day. He almost got Cat Williams'd.
Oh, that's really? Funny. How old was the kid?
Like some 12-year-old Algerian kid.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
He walked out of his apartment and there was three kids sitting on his steps. And he wanted them. He's like, what are you guys waiting for? And they're like, we're waiting for the restaurant to open. And it was Labor Day. So he goes, the restaurant's closed. And he goes, get. And he goes, he's like, what did he do? Like, like that.
Like,
you
know? They were cats.
Yeah. And two of the kids.
Like cats.
Yeah. He's hissing them away. Two of the kids apparently said, we're very sorry. And one of the kids like, yo, you don't talk to me like that. But in French, you know, he's like, you motherfucker. And then Guido responded with, say hi to your mother. And then the kid's fucking lost his mind. He's like, your mother's a whore. He started going crazy. And then while he was walking away, and then Guido's like, I felt it. And I saw them. I go, could you take him? He's like, nah, they would have been able to beat the shit out of me. He's a little guy too. And I was like, fuck. And Poseidon's like, yo, you got to be careful, man. You don't get Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's cameras outside of his building.
So embarrassing if you get beat up. Because three kids can fuck pretty much anyone up, or a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Because they're three.
They're three.
So they're
depends
they're,
how big they are, yeah.
So
yeah,
if you're like bending over, beating the shit out of one of them, the other one just has to punt you in the face.
In the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're fucking done.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like Poseidon can handle them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grab one. He'd I grab the other one.
One. He'd smash
he'd
all
Jared
of them.
Jared smash all of them.
I'm going to smash. Come here. And then one smash me.
Now I can't take that word seriously because of that fucking documentary that you said, Jared. Every time I hear Hulk smash, I just think about a big green guy raping
the
kids.
Singer, oh my the God. Singer from Smash Mouth died.
I know.
I wonder if it's because of that. Because when you hear Smash Mouth now.
Yeah, you think fucking kids getting face fucked.
Think of Jared just.
Goddamn.
But he did. He died. He was in hospice. It's actually a very sad. You know
what happened?
Hey now, you're an all star.
Yeah, the Shrek song.
Yeah, yeah. He's dead.
But what happened?
He got smashed. No, he had a lot of. I think he had kidney failure.
Ah shit.
Yeah.
Kidney's very.
And I actually, think I have some form of cancer too, or heart. No, I think it was heart stuff and kidney stuff.
Oh, rest in peace.
I think it was more than one.
His those songs were iconic.
Yeah. And it's funny, like I was reading his Wikipedia, and he's friends with the Guy Fieri.
They look alike.
And then when I was like, oh yeah, makes sense. Because he's exactly Guy Fieri. They're both the same dude.
Yeah, he's Sing Fieri.
Acute liver failure.
Well, it wasn't that cute. This is actually disturbing. You shouldn't call it.
No.
It wasn't cute. That's very disrespectful.
I went to a Guy Fieri restaurant. I fucking hate that guy. But I went to one of his restaurants in Phoenix. And it wasn't bad.
Does he make food or he just judges food? I remember.
He just judges like diners. Yeah. But there's right in front of the arena, because we went to see a baseball game since Metallica got canceled. So we
was that fun?
That was pretty cool, yeah. And then when we walked out, there was we go into this bar and it seemed like a cool bar. And then I realized it's a Guy Fieri bar. And
this is the second time that you're on a trip and you go to a gay bar.
Yeah. And this, like, all of his drinks had the word guy in it. So there was, like, the guy teeny and the guy-a-rita. And I was like, that's supposed to sound like margarita, but it sounds like diarrhea more than margarita.
The guy-a-rita?
It's the guy shake.
Yeah.
This is just cum. This is just a glass of cum.
Bud Light is just Bud Light.
Yeah. Bud Light is just Bud Light.
Yeah, it was just Bud Light everywhere.
It's just Guy Light.
Yeah. Guy Light.
Bud Guy. So stupid. How did you like Phoenix?
I really liked Scottsdale. But Phoenix is very sketchy, but I like it. But it's everything seems. Everything seems like Better Call Saul wasn't in Phoenix, but it's got that vibe to it.
Okay.
It's got a very, like, everyone looks like they sell crystal meth or make crystal meth.
Low-level crime.
Everyone looks poor. Like, even the rich people look kind of poor.
There's something funny about that.
Yeah. Because they're all too thin, too tanned. They got weird teeth. Like, this is me being very judgmental. But
it's meth teeth.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, I know that meth is big in a lot of those areas. Is that a tow truck? I think so.
Should I go?
What are you upset about?
Should I go look at the cars?
Yeah, go look at.
Go ahead, go look at the cars.
Do you want to
leave us on the wide shot?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
leave us on the wide shot. Yeah, or yeah, leave us on the wide.
Or are you guys messing with me?
We're not messing with you. Leave us on the wide.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah, go check it out quickly. You don't want to get towed, Poseidon. Bring your gimbal and your camera in case you got to record you chasing after a tow truck.
Do you want my keys too?
Yeah, just in case.
You want mine?
I'm letting you guys on the. Are you parked on
here,
the
just,
side?
Yeah, just take the whole bag. They're in there.
Are you actually parked there or no?
Yeah.
Okay. But would have been funny if you weren't.
No, but they're not towing us. It was here because there they don't tow. They just give tickets on our side.
And I parked mine head like facing him so they can't tow me or him.
Oh, by the way, I've been watching tow truck videos. Bro, they could tow you. I don't know if it happens here, but in the States, there's professional towers. It doesn't matter how you're parked.
Oh, really?
Holy shit, the technology has evolved. They come down, it goes under, it goes sideways, clamps your car, pulls it, turns it. It's crazy. Terminator shit.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done. They could tow anything.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no more safe parking. And sometimes they do it quickly because someone didn't pay his bill for the car. So the guy's filling up gas, and he goes in to pay, and the thing is still pumping gas. He goes in to pay. While he's going to pay, the guy comes, lifts it, puts the gas thing back, and steals it before the guy even gets to come out. Seconds.
Fuck.
Seconds. They're professionals.
I feel those guys, though, are quicker and better equipped than
these guys. Yeah, yeah.
City guys.
For sure. For sure.
I feel that they have the same technology as in the 1980s.
Here, yeah, I think you're right because their companies there, what I noticed is all the cool towers is they're a private business. They open up a business, like how we started podcasting, let's say, for example. They start a business and they just tow. So they get all the new technology and shit like that. So I went down a YouTube rabbit hole of tow trucks.
Did you see the black guy that tows people when his girlfriend's there? He has a young, sassy white girl.
No.
He's good.
We're good?
Yeah, false alarm.
False alarm? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. All right. So I'd rather be safe than sorry.
You there okay?
No.
We were talking about YouTube tow truck. I went down the rabbit hole. They're so good. Dude, the technology of these tow trucks, doesn't matter how you're parked, your car's gone.
Oh, the repo men.
Whoo, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went down the rabbit hole, and apparently there's a repo epidemic now in the States.
Epidemic or pandemic?
Epidemic.
Okay.
So
you have to put a mask on your car?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, epidemic.
Yeah. So we got to... We get the mask or the car gets the mask?
So what happened is... Because all the car prices...
Are you okay? I feel like you're having a heart attack.
It's very humid and it's hot. So.
It's very humid and it's hot.
Okay, I'm good. So during the pandemic, everyone got like... All these elevated car prices.
What? How high were these prices?
And people couldn't afford to make the payments, the monthly payments. So there's just been repo after repo in the States. Like I'm watching videos on it. It's crazy.
What does that mean for us?
Well, Canada isn't that bad because in the States, there's more consequence. Like if you fuck up, that's it. You fucked up. But Canada, there's more like. More nets.
There's more safety nets, yeah.
Yeah,
you mean,
basically.
Oh, in life. Fuck up in life, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I thought you meant like with your car payments. In Canada, if you don't pay, they're like, you can keep it.
No, no, but in Canada, like before they come and repo it, like they'll be like, hey, you know, what can you do? Can we reconsolidate or, you know, shit like that. But in the States,
they make a deal.
In the States, if you miss like two or three payments, that's it. They come repo the car. They don't give a fuck. They don't call you. They don't tell you. They just send the repo
man.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
But I kind of prefer it, but it's crazy. Like if you purposely didn't do it, like if they called you and you're like, fuck you, 2-3 months. If when they call you, they go, you haven't made a payment and you're not like, oh yeah, I can't or let's make a deal. If you're just telling them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
What I love about those repo videos, the people getting repossessed are always super angry and they're like, what are you doing? What, sir, they've called you 900 times.
Yeah, this is a stolen vehicle.
This is my car.
Yeah.
You haven't paid for it in 4 years, but it's mine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You have to fucking pay for it.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Because you just stole the cover, basically.
Yeah.
So now we're stealing it back.
And then have you guys seen the measures and the lengths that people go to prevent a repo? One guy parked his car on his front porch.
Oh, yeah. In the the funniest thing I saw, there was this one. He's so stupid. He's like, I'm just going to steal the car back. So the guy lifts it on his truck. The other guy goes into his car, turns it on, starts trying to get out while it's up, escapes. But the way it turns, it hits the side of the of that part of the repo. Like, the thing that extends under your car to lift it?
Yeah.
And it just smashes and cuts through his entire side. And he drives off with the backside hanging off. No. And then the guy doing the repo is like, good job, genius. He just destroyed that car. It was cut in half.
I saw one guy, he went and he rented, it was a video, it was the funniest fucking shit. He rented, you know those long metal things that you can put them downstairs and you can roll stuff? So he got two of them and he put them.
Wait, what?
They're like, you know the thing that comes out of the back of a truck?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So he went and got
like
two.
Like a ramp? Like a ramp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He went and got two of those. And then he had his backyard, I guess. It was down some stairs. And he had his pool. And it's basically a video. And he brought his car down and parked it in his backyard next to his pool.
Because he had to meet his payments.
Exactly. But I mean, like, that's a lot of fucking effort.
Bro, make the payments.
Or fucking park four streets over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one, whenever I see those videos, it's always they hide. And instead of park it, like, find a guy one street over that has a garage and ask him if you can use his garage.
Also, you know what else I don't get? Since you're going through such lengths, you just don't want to pay. Mm. Why don't you put the money down instead of creating all this elaborate rampage and wrap the car in another color?
Yeah.
I think they do.
Or paint it.
Yeah, do something.
Isn't it with a plate, though?
If you're going to be, well, you could change your plates.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, if you could
steal a plate.
Or just change. Go buy a new plate. Yeah. Be like, I want a new plate. You're allowed to change plates. And then when you're going,
They'll know with the VIN number. Like when you change plates.
But the guy has to go and find the VIN. Like, because the card now is a different color. You're making it hard on these
people. Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as you change the license plate, whoever owns it gets a notification.
Yeah.
So they know right away.
They'll know that you changed license. Hey, you don't have to change the license plate. But
the color, they'll never know.
Because when they're driving, like, I just didn't see the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do little things. Yeah. But then again, just don't fucking not pay.
Or just, live. Yeah.
But you, because a lot of these guys, it's not like, oh, I went on hard times. It's literally, fuck you. It's my car. But
some of them, I really feel for the people that did go through hard times. Like, if you lose a job,
you're done.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, but they don't normally, like, you look at the repo guys, I haven't seen that video yet.
No, it's all guys that are making next to no money, but they want the cool car, they want the, the cool watch, they want the nice clothes.
Yeah, normally you don't get it repossessed. Like, if you're down on your luck, you make those deals, and I think the owner, like, I'd rather just make a deal than have me repossess a car from a guy who just lost everything.
Yeah.
What's happening with the job market, Poseidon? Are things looking up for Canadians and Americans right now?
I have no idea, but I was going to say another thing about...
Because Biden promised to build back better.
Oh, God. I was going to talk about the repo thing. I was going to add to it. Sorry, I know I'm rewinding a bit. But some of these dealerships, not the ones that are like a Ford dealership or stuff like that, the like mom-and-pop dealerships, some of these guys, what they do is you'll miss one payment, and they repo the car, and then they claim it on insurance, and then literally resell it the next month to somebody else, and then one payment missed.
I love how you call those places mom and pop places to make them sound quaint. But it's all fucking conglomerate, like borderline criminals.
Mom and pop shops. So old lady Marcus is out there fucking scamming people. What are you talking about, bro? These are big companies that do this, and they're normally cocksuckers.
No. These are independent dealerships.
Yeah, but they're cocksuckers, but they have a lot of money.
I know, 100%. It's
not a mom and pop operation.
I said mom and pop because they're not tied to like Ford or any like any name.
They're not tied to anyone because no one wants to be associated.
There you go. Yeah.
Garbage people. They're criminals.
Yeah.
And so what they'll do is they'll lease out a car or put it on finance. And then they'll collect like 2-3 months of payment. They'll finance in house. You miss one payment, repo. They collect the 3 months, resell it. So they'll do this like 5-6 times.
It's mean to do that to people. But apart from that, I've been thinking about this. There are a lot of scams. Like, if you don't want to work a regular job, and there's so many scams you could pull off. I'm not saying you should do them, but I mean, there's so many scams possible because the way like the system is, you could just live your life off scams.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I got, you know, my Big Fat Greek Wedding. They made a third movie. And they sent me to the studio, like, tickets to go see the movie.
Okay.
And like a gift, not a gift basket, but it's basically luggage. It's cool luggage.
Yeah.
It's lime, super bright green. You know, you take it with you, you roll it. It's pretty high end. Like, you could lock it. It has the lock and everything. And inside it had like fake funny Greek products, like hand cream, but it's made out of olive oil. Everything was made at Bali, all olive oil made stuff, face cream, olive oil. So we had that at the studio yesterday, and I was looking at it, and I go, this is so fucking ridiculous. It's my kind of racism. You know what I mean? Where they're just giving you all kinds. They go, get ready for your trip to Greece, where everything is made out of olive oil. So we were playing with it a bit in the studio yesterday. And I was like, what's the return on investment from them sending influencers or whatever this luggage? What's the return on investment for them? Like, for the movie? How is that going to help the movie?
They probably think that people are going to go, this is wacky. I should make a video about this. Did you check? Like, if there were influencers doing videos about that?
No, I think that who the fuck would make a video about that?
Let's check.
But that's the only way they can make their money back, is by having people talk about it. But no one... I was going to say no one's talking about it. You're talking about it now.
That's true, but I'm not going to see the movie. Yeah. But it was good luggage. We're keeping that at the studio in case one of us has a last-minute trip.
Is there the logo of the movie, though?
No, it's an actual luggage. It's a real company, yeah. And it's not, Poseidon, you checked it yesterday. It was good, no?
It was very good.
But the only problem with it, the problem with it is also what's amazing about it, is it's super bright fluorescent green.
Which is amazing because it's easy to find.
That's what I was thinking too. It looks ridiculous, but it's the best. Yeah. You see it from a mile away.
Yeah, you're never gonna lose it.
You're never gonna lose it
at the airport.
So it was actually amazing. I was like, I'm keeping this shit.
Yeah.
I like that they reached out to this guy.
It's kind of cool though. It was nice.
Yeah.
And the zipper is good. The zipper's solid.
Yeah, he checked the zipper. He's my zipper guy.
You check the zipper.
I go, Poseidon, this looks like a good bag. He did this. I'll check, bro. He closes the close, zip it up, and he starts pushing and touching the zipper. Yeah, bro, there's quality. You know how I know? It's thick. It's not one of them thin. It's thick zipper. And I was like, how do you know? He's like, I saw a video. I was watching YouTube videos. How to check if your luggage is pristine.
Because, like...
Sorry.
Like, I think high-end luggage is more than just a good zipper. Right,
that's what you say because you're naive. Yeah. You're a naive man who doesn't go through the steps.
Before Mike said that, he looked so disappointed in me. Just fucking. But no, because there's a whole thing where if the zipper of the luggage is like very small and very thin, it's very easy to break into. All you need is a pen, push it, it splits open. But then the thick zipper, you can't push a pen through.
All you got to do in this thick one is just unzip it. But that's
no, but if you have a lock. You have to be creative.
If you have a lock.
You got to think outside the box.
In order to get into that box, you got to think outside of it. Just right? Am I right? So ridiculous.
Who is stabbing a zipper with a pen?
So I guess this is more for if you're going to South America.
Yeah.
Or because when he went to South America, he went to Cuba, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And they robbed his girlfriend's stuff. But they stole stupid shit.
Yeah, they didn't even steal like all the expensive stuff. They stole like a few shoes, like two shoes. They stole a bra.
I hope did they steal a pair of shoes or they just like
two random
stole like two random. Oh,
I don't
shoes.
Remember.
You don't remember, so they could have stolen two random shoes.
Possibly.
I did that. I got my the other day. My girlfriend had her kids and she had a big day, so she had to go buy one of her kids' shoes. So I was like, I didn't tell her. I just brought the kids to buy the shoes. Mm. And so we go in, and then the kid is like, I want these shoes. And I go, okay, look, there's two of them. Put them in your bag. Put them in. And I was telling her to steal it as a joke.
Did she take you seriously?
No, no, no.
She knew she...
But she was like nervous.
Oh, she didn't know that you were fucking around?
I was like, no, it's a joke. It's a joke.
That's funny.
But or it would be funny if you took the joke to the next level. Security's grabbing her, throwing her down, and then you're like, all right, that's a joke. It's a joke. I want you to rough her up a bit. I want her to learn her lesson. She's crying.
Oh, shit.
So they took, so if you're in South America, here's another thing I thought of. Remember last year when I went to Tunisia?
Yeah.
I noticed when I got to Tunisia, when I first got to the airport, it was super hot and it felt different. I was like, fuck, I'm in Africa. And I was telling people there, I was like, first time in Africa. And everyone was getting offended. And they were like, stop saying, even though it is Africa, they were making it seem like, no, no, black Africa, that's like shitty Africa.
Yeah.
Like, don't associate. And then I went out into the streets. There's garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
Bro, you're shit Africa. I think the southern one is the good Africa. Mm. I've seen videos of Kinshasa, bro. That's the shit Africa. It might be the North Africa, bro. I was thinking about it the other day. I go, they were all offended when I was like, oh, I'm in Africa. It's so different. Like, well, you know, they were trying to fight off like the Africa, the bad, like as if it's bad. I was trying to say something bad, but I wasn't. I was just saying how cool it is that I'm in Africa. And then they were making it seem like the rest of black Africa was shitty Africa.
Really?
There's garbage everywhere, bro. This is shitty Africa. There's no jungles here. It's desert and fucking fizzy bubbly wrappers everywhere.
Fizzy what?
Like gazoza drinks, like all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
By the way, speaking of stealing shit, Mike, I have something that's funny for you. I don't know if you've seen this. It's a video. It's basically these guys, they go around and they'll ask to buy AirPods from the lady at Walmart. And then, oh, here, let me show you.
It feels like this is not a video we should be watching. It looks stupid, but go on.
Ah, fuck it.
I'll no, it looks fake, but play it anyway. Yeah. And it's en es por favor.
Oh, no, I couldn't find the
and
English version.
It's a prank. Okay.
So these are a bunch of Spanish kids?
No, it's in the States. And they basically go, look, they pretend to buy the AirPods. And then they'll walk up to a random lady and be like, you want some AirPods?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen.
And then she goes out and security gets her.
Yeah, I've seen that joke done by a million people.
Yeah. I did that when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
Hold on. But not AirPods. We didn't have AirPods. But you want to laugh? So we used to fuck around, right? So the funniest thing I did, and then I realized that like the alarm doesn't work in most stores, like it's not real, was so Dollarama on Wilderton started putting the alarm stuff. Remember, but I found out later, so they didn't want you to steal the carriages.
Oh, so they were just for the carts?
I think it was just for the carts, because what I did is I was with my friend, we were buying stuff close to Halloween, and I was fucking with him. He had a big poofy jacket, and I was putting, bro, in his hoodie. I put ornaments, toys, bro. You could see him walking. It looked full, right? But no, it was just sneaking stuff in his. The guy, oblivious. His big jacket didn't notice. We're going to walk out, and I'm laughing because it's going to ring. Bro, nothing rings. He walks out. He keeps walking next to me. What the fuck? He keeps walking, and then I waited a while. I was like, all right, I don't know how to tell you this. We just robbed Dollarama. I was like, I thought it was going to ring. I was going to point and laugh at you. I was telling him I was joking with you. But now we're in too deep. He's like, what do I do? Do I go back? Oh, there's no one knows. You shouldn't go back. It's going to be awkward now. Now you can't go back. It's going to be too awkward. But he had all kinds of shit on it.
That's funny. And nobody noticed.
Bro, the dumbest thing, we just walked out. But then I noticed people were walking out with their trolleys, the little fucking carts. It was ringing.
Yeah.
So it was just for that. I thought it was for items. I was a kid. I didn't know any
That's
better.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm like, look, we just robbed the dollar store. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I had no idea.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first got to Montreal, people in my building used to always bring the carts back home.
That's why people get mad and they put alarms for carts.
And whenever I'd see that, I'd be like, ugh. It seems like easier to just walk with bags.
Let me tell you something, Mike. It is easy. It's not easier. But if ever you're in the situation where you actually get a cart, if you have to walk and you walk home with the cart, so much better.
Really?
It's just a cart.
You've tried this?
Yeah, of course. They used to steal carts all the time. So there was carts hanging around everywhere.
Yeah, Park X was full of them.
Park X was full of them. Yeah. When I was in Uchimon, same thing, going up the street from Wilton, they had carts.
Because now you got to walk uphill with bags and shit.
Yeah, but the carts were the best. But then the problem is getting rid of the cart.
Just bring it back.
No one's gonna go all the way back. It always stays around the building. Even the building I'm in now, I know people did the cart thing because I saw carts stolen from Adonis, and I guess the building would get pissed off because they would just leave them in like the elevator area downstairs.
Oh, that's fun.
And then people would recycle them. People would be like, "Oh fuck, I'll use this cart today." So it became like a community cart, and then the building got fed up and just threw the carts out.
Nah, it's usually older people anymore. Too.
But the old people you could buy, like I had bought my mom a little cart.
Yeah, they have those things. The that you drag.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks she doesn't like take luggage. The big one. Because I remember one time there was a cart in front of my mom's building, and this was like recent, like the last 2 years or something, like a big shopping cart. And I was like, who the fuck's leaving the shopping cart out there? And mom was like, I stole it from Metro. She's like, I had too much. No one was available to help me. It was heavy stuff. So I took the cart and I walked all the way home.
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining her walking down this.
Yeah, but if I saw an old person like that too, an older person, you know.
Bro, the big ones. She took the big ones. Yeah, she didn't take the small one.
But even if I worked for like the grocery store and I saw
an old person, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I'd be like, do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But carts are fun.
Yeah.
Carts are a good time. You ever fuck around the grocery store when you were young on the carts?
Yes, I used to ride them.
Yeah. They frown upon that type of behavior. They don't like that kind of stuff. You ever notice that grocery store managers take their job too seriously? Mm. Like, they get mad at stupid shit.
Oh, dude, I saw, this was a few months ago, I saw the wackiest shit. It was at the IGA at Rockland. And
I never shopped there. Is it good?
The layout is weird. Like, it feels
all
like
IGA
a maze.
IGA layouts are weird.
Nah, but this one, because it's built, like, half the store is built like this, the other half is like this, and the other half is like this.
What?
So there's three halves.
Three halves. That's already weird.
Because the way...
The first half.
And then when you're looking for items, you're kind of running in a maze. It's the weirdest thing.
You mean aisles?
And it's like a maze. The way they
I have a feeling that you went somewhere and scientists did experiments on it. They told you it was an IGA.
Now he's got Canada's biggest Walmart right next to his house.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yo, it's not bad. They have quite a few stuff at
good prices.
They
have a wet market in there.
They do?
No.
What's a wet market?
Wet market is where you go to find a disease. Mm-hmm. Or stinky animals.
Yeah, that you want to eat.
Oh, shit. Like illegal animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I say that because I walked in. I went to check it out. It's just a giant Walmart. It's the same stuff that any Walmart has, just more of it.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Is it the biggest one in Canada?
That's what they say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently they're going to be growing their own produce and shit on top.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
I hate them. It's a fucking Walmart. No one's going for the, it's locally grown.
You know that shit's going to have pesticides crazy.
The best is it's right there, right at the border of Park X.
Yeah.
Yeah. You Park X is like, when I used to grow crops, I used to get in trouble.
Yeah. So I was at the IG. This was a few months ago. I was with my girlfriend, and we were going to go grab some stuff. And then one of the managers, he comes up to me, he goes, don't move, this is serious, this is very serious, don't move.
He told you purposely?
Yeah, like, don't, and he tells the cashier, don't process anything, don't do nothing. No, you know, all nervous.
Oh, he thought that you kidnapped your girlfriend.
No. That's funny. And then he goes, I'm fed up, this guy always does this. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
I've never been here before.
And then, as a guy is trying to walk out with bags, but they were filled with, like, cans and shit.
Bro, I love the balls of some of these thieves, though. Blatant. They just take shit off the shelf.
They were empty cans. Oh. Empty cans and bottles. The guy wanted to recycle them.
Oh, that's not a problem.
And then the guy goes to walk out, tackles him to the ground, like full on, tackles him to the ground. The guy goes, what's wrong? They're empty. I goes, I'm tired of you doing this. I'm tired. The guy's yelling. Everyone's just staring. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro.
I'm tired of you being poor.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to recycle.
So the guy, because I guess he was going into their garbage and he didn't like that.
What?
Yeah, and he just tackled him to the ground. Like, it was it was insane. I thought this was like a high-end case of like, I don't know.
But
the guy was stealing steaks or something.
That's the old saying, though. One man's trash is another man's beating. Something of the sort. Could you imagine you're like, I hope I could collect $3 to take the bus out of here. You're going in with empty cans. You spent the entire day in garbages. And a manager in IGA beats the shit out of you. That's terrible, bro.
Yeah.
I saw a weird, like, during Just for Laughs, I saw a hot, like, at first I thought she was homeless, so I was going to give her $20. But then I was looking at her, and she was dressed like she was too hot, and she was dressed like in nice clothes. But she was like,
so you're like, I'm going to give her 50.
No, she was going through the garbage, and I was like, is she home? And then I realized, it was my girlfriend that realized. She was like, I think she's a dumpster diver.
There's like, a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to give her money. Then she'll be offended. But I was like, God damn, I would never, ever, ever do that.
Dumpster dive. No, there's funny stories. I have friends, there's comedians that they had like a unit, like a community thing where I remember he was trying to explain to my friends, like, we don't like capitalism. So what we do is we have a community where we trade stuff. So like all, like let's say I need a table. I'll be like, yo, I got 6 bananas, and then a woman comes over and gives me a table. And, like, they have a community.
Okay.
And they used to have, like, an hour where they would go dumpster dive. And one of my friends, he's a comedian, he's actually going to be here tonight. He was talking. He goes, yeah, one time they invited me, and I was like, it's the middle of the night. He's like, what are we doing here? And we went to a dumpster, and there was like kilos, like 60 kilos of cheese. And he's like, we got to take this back. We're, bro, there's something wrong if they threw away 60 kilos of cheese. So he's arguing with him. He's like, I'm not fucking helping you steal cheese. He's like, it's not stolen. It's in the dumpster. It's public. It's the dumpster. Every horror hits the real garbage, it's in the dumpster. And then they were in the dumpster stealing cheese.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just crazy. So there's a lot of people that...
Oh, so he was using the term to real garbage? That isn't real garbage?
No, no. It's only gone once it's done. But right now, they threw in the dumpster. It's only 1:30 a.m. It's only been here for a half hour in the dumpster. We got here before the raccoons. Let's go. It's ours. Type of shit. And then he was trading cheese for months for like other people's stuff. Like he was giving this spoiled cheese to other hippies, and hippies were giving him like wine or whatever they were making.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You don't know how to trade, but you know how to barter. And you're playing Dungeons and Dragons now, and you gotta learn how to barter, bro. You gotta learn
in the game.
Yeah, of course. You're playing. You know what you're playing right now.
Yeah.
Basically, Mike would know it even. So Dungeons and Dragons was like the biggest thing in the 80s.
Yeah, the whole you have your character, you guys meet up and shit.
No, more than just the way it's played with the dice and the what you're playing right now is literally the closest thing, and this is everyone's, it's the closest thing it's ever been to the actual pen and paper game that people were playing for years. It's never been this accurate.
Really?
You're basically playing it's like, remember when they made Monopoly digital version?
No,
so you could play Monopoly on consoles. It's digital. It's no longer on the... This is the same thing. It's you're playing the digital version
of Dungeons and Dragons.
It's the same thing as sitting with your friends at a table and playing with other nerds.
Oh, you're in this game? It's
playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, the character creation is so wacky. Like, you could be a man, but give him a vagina.
That's a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or your character could be a female, but you give her a penis.
He's so excited about
like how
this.
That's insane.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. But when you saw the dicks dangling, were you excited?
Very excited.
So you see the actual cock?
Yeah, you see cocks, pussies.
Yeah, and it's well made too. You got circumcised, uncircumcised. You got different girths, different lengths.
They got circumcised ones, and it's supposed to be like medieval.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't.
Zoomed in. I don't know what I picked now. It's cock. I picked a cock, but I didn't zoom in.
Probably default.
Fuck, I didn't
zoom
in.
Because it starts at default.
I didn't zoom in. No, I picked like
a
third
cock. Is default cock a good cock? Or
It's a healthy cock, yeah.
Did you choose pubes or clean?
Clean.
I put them clean, too.
Oh, damn. So you guys are medieval, but you're circumcised and you shave your bushes.
But I was disappointed because, like, you could choose, like, so it starts default.
Can you, like, have, like, a runway or a lightning bolt?
No,
or?
It's not that deep.
Okay.
But, like, you could, so for the dicks, you could have, like, regular dick with pubes. Then it's girthier, slightly longer dick with the foreskin hanging like elephant trunk.
Yeah.
And then after that it goes into like regular dick but circumcised. Then regular dick girthy. Then you got regular dick with pubes and then regular dick without.
All of this is fine. It's just that he always creates child characters and it's. Fucking weird.
but that I was disappointed.
Yeah, can you put a thick, girthy cock on a fucking
the
baby?
Dwarf? Yeah, you can.
I didn't try. I'm going to try it.
For sure.
Yeah. Because it's so wacky. I don't know. It was very entertaining to me.
It's
the fact
very good.
That
the editing is
putting
good.
It on chicks, too.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I spent, I think, an hour just in the character creation. Just
everybody
fucking around.
Yeah, even more. Yeah.
I was like, oh, what can you do, you know? And then, but I was disappointed in the options of the vaginas. There's only either shaven or unshaven.
Well, because you can't see inside.
Nah, but still, like, you could have, like, different, like, you know, you could have, like, fucking Fluffy roast beef. Ass. You know what I mean? You could have.
Lack of vagina choice is really hurting the games nowadays. That's the problem with
and
these
fucking
And you
couldn't edit the breasts. That disappointed me as well. But all in all, it's a great game.
Have you gone past the dicks? And everyone, like, because you build relationships, you talk to people. There's this fucking guy, bro, because my character, like, I made him. His name is Pantel. It's a cool dude. He's walking around trying to just, he's trying to, like, be justice. He's a paladin. So I'm.
You chose paladin too?
I chose paladin, warlock. So I use magic also. Because I want to use powers. You could double class. Did you know that? You could do a subclass?
I didn't know that.
Because you're a fucking bitch. So I learned this shit. But then I'm at my camp, okay? And there's this guy. He's like, can I teach you magic tricks? And he's showing me magic tricks or whatever. Then he's getting a little fucking close, bro. And I see this guy's trying to fuck me. And I was like, listen, bro. I had choices, and I was like, this stops right now. I go to him, stop right now. He was like, stops. And I was this close. I go, because you could choose. And I was like, I'm going to kick him out of the fucking camp. But then I go, that's too homophobic. But he's trying to bang me. I didn't lead you on, bro. I didn't do anything. He's like, can I show you magic? I'm like, yeah, show me magic. The magic trick was his dick, bro. And what the fuck? And then this alien chick, she's like a goblin. And then she was trying to bang me. She's like, you want to fuck? I was like, that
are
is.
Are these all real people online?
No, this is the computer. Trying that's to bang AI, me.
Yeah. Oh, so and the computer tried to molest
me. The computer tried to molest me twice. Once it was a dude, once it was an alien. And then the one chick that I would bang because she's human, very angry, doesn't want to bang. Everywhere.
I think though, like if
the
a gay
vampire tried to fuck me too.
Oh, he's gay, the vampire.
Yeah, the vampire. Oh, if you let him, try to suck your dick.
I may let him though.
Yeah, if a game has that many dick choices, then definitely it's just sexual. Everyone's a sexual predator. Like, why else would you have so many cocks?
But I was like, why is this guy trying to seduce me? Yeah. He's all purple colors. I was like, yeah, I'm learning magic. Then I'm like, wait a second. And he's coming like, it's face to face. And I'm like, end this right now. Like, I'm going to kick this fucking guy out of my team. This guy's trying to bang me.
So stupid. This game is so wacky. I love
it. It's fun though. Like, I get what the hype was about. Because you know what caused this game? Caused a shitstorm. The actual developers in Microsoft's not were writing angry letters about the game because it got perfect scores. It got like the highest scores of all time in video games. And other developers were getting mad.
Okay.
I go, don't expect every game to be like this. No. It makes us all look bad. But the more I think about it, because I used to work in video games, you're making yourself look bad. Do you know what they did 100%. For years? They're spending millions. When I'm talking about high, some are high millions, but most of it goes into stupid marketing and hiring like David Beckham or other like big Post Malone to be in these trailers. But they barely work on the game, and they sell you a game for $80 to $100, and then it's like, oh, it's just the base game. If you want the real game, buy this, buy that, another $20, another 20. It's fucking these guys. It took them fucking 5 years to make this. The game is expensive. It cost $100 on the PS5, but it's massive, and the whole game is there.
Yeah.
And they're constantly updating it. If there's bugs, they're constantly updating it and fixing it. They spent a few years on PC, just the first third of the game. You bought it and you just had the first third, and they were taking all the feedback. So the game became perfect before it came out now for everyone. So they spent all this money on making the game good. That's why it got high scores. Another developer, it's like a comedian, let's say he's been doing jokes about consumers distributing for 30 years. And he's complaining about you. He's like, oh, Mike, people are paying money to see his third special and his fourth special. Oh, yeah. It's a new fucking special he's doing. He already sold the first. It's already out, the first one. Mm. Why would he tour with the same fucking shit he put on YouTube? This is crazy. Mm. It's the same concept. They're just rehashed the same shit, and they're getting mad that people are upset. But I'm with these nerds, and one of their offices is here in Quebec City.
Well, dude, they did
a good. Did you know that? Fucking,
no.
Biggest game on the planet. One of their offices is in Quebec City, Larian Studios. I found out today. I did my research, bro. That's why there's poutine in the game.
Wait, what?
It's one of the meals.
There's no way.
Yeah, I got it.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, shit.
How many studios do they have?
I think they have two or three, but one of them was here because I went on their site so I could get their account, so I could log into the Larian account, so I could be connected. And it said Quebec. What the fuck? And I go, oh, goddamn right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have a lot of nerds here. They know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's good that they're getting so much hype. Like, people are talking about them everywhere. I never expected a nerd game like this to be such a global phenomenon.
Blow up,
yeah. It blew up the whole industry.
Well, which proves if you do something right, but you know what I mean? Thing. People are going to love it.
But it's what we notice in comedy all the time. The people that always complain, I'm not getting booked, I'm not this, always the shitty comics. All the good ones are like, I'm fucking working. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
I was really happy today when Shane Gillis, his special me too, came dude. Out. I wrote to Robbie at Netflix.
Good job.
To congratulate him. And at first I wrote a thing that was like, finally something good. But then I was like, I'm not going to. So I just wrote, hey, man, good job.
On getting Shane on.
Shane's really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I thought the same thing as you. Like, that would be a funny message of finally something good. But then I realized, since he's approving all the Netflix specials, that's like telling him everything else you do was shit. So yeah, it's not what you mean, but it sounds like such an insult.
Yeah. Because it kind of is, though. Like, because the last couple of years, most of the Netflix specials have kind of sucked. Or not all of them, but a lot of them.
Well, yeah, we're just not good. But Shane Gillis was a full Shane Gillis. Yeah. If you like Shane Gillis, which we do.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. I was really happy. And it's one of the, I haven't seen a special in a while that I listen to the whole thing without going, okay, the last Chris Rock one, I liked it. But after 20 minutes, I paused it. And then
I watched
for like
two sittings.
Yeah, and then for like half an hour, I was just eating pizza, you know, and checking my phone. And so the beginning was good, the end was good, and the middle was okay. But Shane, the whole way through, I had fun.
I had fun, and also Shane was one of those, because of everything that happened, all that, it was one of those that you're happy. The second
you
I saw it,
for him.
I was like, let's go. He's turned into one of those guys for me from the beginning.
Everyone roots for him.
Because I was so, when it first happened, it was one of those things where I was like actually, you know, when you actually feel emotionally, like, what the fuck, this sucks. This is bullshit what they're doing to the guy. So the fact that this is a redemption story, this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, he's going to cancel everything. No mainstream. Homeboy's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, don't fuck around.
And everyone else that got booked his year on SNL, I wouldn't recognize him.
No, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't. You see?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're good, and he was, he's still, he's fucking
become
hilarious.
Undeniable, basically. Yeah.
That's what he did. Because
Shane is undeniable.
Bro, he's hilarious. He proved everyone wrong because even the sketches, he showed, I could do better sketches. He went with his homies. Yeah. He's put up sketches. The sketches they put up were better than anything SNL had done in the last 5 years. He does a better Trump than they would ever do. He does a better, he would have brought SNL into this century. It would have been relevant now. And instead, it's stuck where the fuck it is. I've noticed this, that people are, even Bill Burr's been talking about it, the pendulum seems to be shifting. Like, people just stop giving a fuck. Mm. You know how for a while people were like, oh, well, they were very nervous about, like, the extreme left and canceling? It looks like people are just fed up now. Like, fuck
it. Yeah.
Just shut up. Keep yelling. Shut up. Nobody cares.
Yeah, people are, like, if they enjoy it, they're just going to enjoy it. They're not going to listen to
nobody, even sitting with us with the Penthouse Podcast, you know, Julian, Dion, and, you know, the people that complain. I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then they just stop. Like, all right.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I don't care. Just keep yelling, you fucking goofs.
Yeah.
It was good.
I never understood that, though. People that take the time. Like, that's a lot of energy, man, to fucking...
We got a nice trans comment on their intellectuals.
Oh, okay. Dude, hold on. Let me go pull that shit up.
So his last intellectual was Gay Icons.
Okay.
And there was like these two paragraphs of the guy talking about how Jesus loves the trans or God loves trans people.
Is it Jesus or God?
Which one?
Hold on. I'm pulling it up live.
This is on the intellectuals, by the way. The most relevant place to put this kind of shit.
Were you guys talking about trans or trans people or
not? Even.
Not even. So, I mean, they both look trans, but...
Okay. Oh, did he delete it? Okay, I found it. Oh, fuck. I clicked reply by mistake. God damn it!
So just reply.
No, because I wanted to read more. There you go. Okay. Let me press pause. Piece of shit. Okay. Listen to this, Mike. Matthew 19:12.
Yeah.
Says God prefers same-sex marriage and confirms transgender people are born that way, and all of the world governments know it.
There's no way, Matthew. There's no way in the Bible they talked about world governments.
Stop.
And the earth is flat.
You non-believer.
Is there a flat earther thing in there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even read the whole thing.
World governments.
So listen. I am Elijah, and I am the forerunner to the return of Jesus.
Oh, shit. We're in the midst of a celebrity.
Jesus was transgender, a female man returning as a dark-skinned female woman in a lesbian relationship with a male woman, and they will lead the new world order that brings world peace.
That's the devil. That is the devil talking.
That's wild.
Just reply, fag. What a weird comment.
Wait, hold on.
Dude, the internet's amazing.
Fake ministers know they are supposed to be telling everyone the truth about same-sex marriage and also repenting by returning the money like Malachi 3:8 is telling them to in order to stop the fires.
By the way, I don't know what you guys did on that episode of the Vegas movies. I just, as we're talking, got a notification from YouTube. Age restriction set. And said, Pantel's Comedy, the Intellectuals, episode 130, Las Vegas movies, is not viewable to users who are under 18 or who are signed out. What the fuck is going on?
What did we do?
I have no idea. I remember. But that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Whatever. YouTube gets mad.
Yeah, this guy's not helping anyone with that.
Yeah, but then
if I was a gay guy, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like,
we're not taking over the world.
We don't want... people to think you're one of us.
Like, yeah, I don't.
Or if I was trans, same thing.
And then he goes, in order to stop the fires, war, shootings, floods, COVID, and so forth, but they are so evil, they would rather continue killing than repent. Anyone that doesn't stay out of the fake churches... No, the churches, the fake churches.
Okay.
Anyone that doesn't stay out of the fake churches and run from others that use the name of God to sell anything at all is about to die with the wicked.
Nostos Dominus.
This is a little hardcore, bro. This guy's
been playing too much Baldur's Gate.
Bro, I can't tell if it's satire or if he's serious.
No, like, that's mental illness.
That's mental illness. Yeah. There's a lot of those, bro. You gotta do things. Other people would freak the fuck out getting comments like that. I love that shit, bro. This makes my day.
It's hilarious.
I had I don't think this is actual mental illness, but one of the Ubers I got this weekend, we're driving back to the hotel, and there's music playing, and it's not very good. It's like it's a big band, like, and there's a guy playing a lot of trumpets, and the guy goes, he goes, "You like this?" And I go, I'm sitting in front with him. I never sit up front, and I'm like, "That's okay," and because I don't want to say it's fucking garbage. He goes, "The guy singing, that's me."
No,
and then he goes, That's me doing a corporate gig at Bellagio in Vegas. You know Bellagio? And I'm like,
I'm friends with him.
I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I play there. I'm kind of a big deal over there.
He said that?
He said it. Nah, that's amazing.
And then we were like, and you drive an Uber in Phoenix now? And then he goes,
keep a low profile.
Yeah. Then he blamed COVID. He was like, yeah, fucking COVID. And then he goes, he started asking us if we had businesses that could hire him to do corporate shows. It was the saddest, fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a rodeo clown.
Yeah. And then he was like, what do you guys do? And then I knew my brother was going to say I'm a comic. So I was hoping he'd say something else. And then when he said I was a comic, the guy was like, you do corporates? And I'm like, no.
Only at the Bellagio.
And he goes, but if you do corporates, would you need a band? And I'm like, I don't do. And then he was like, can I have your card? And I was like, I don't have a card. Can you take my card? And I was like, okay. So he gave me his card. Yeah.
But what are you going to, could you imagine? Yeah. He's like, and now Mike Ward.
God damn.
Opening for Mike Ward is a trombone player from Phoenix.
And three rodeo clowns. Yeah. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
They're juggling.
And he had pictures. He kept on telling me, he'd be like, you know Wayne Newton? And I'd be, yeah. And then he'd show me a picture of him and Wayne Newton. But it was pictured like it's a 58-year-old man driving. And it's pictures of Wayne Newton when he was 40 with a guy that's like 20. So he's like, ah? And I was like, is that you? Yeah. But the guy's bald and he's got a bit of gray hair. And he showed me a picture of a young black-haired dude. It's
50 years ago.
Yeah. I was like, this is not like... That's very sad.
You want to keep your eyes on the road?
Yeah.
Now I got instincts. Yeah. I've been doing this for a minute.
Whenever I see those guys, like, and everyone goes through that. Like, you, anyone that makes it big, you end up not being big anymore. But I know, like, if I fucking went back to just driving Uber, I would shut the fuck up about everything I did. People would be like, you've been doing this a long time? I'd be like, forever.
My whole life.
This is the only thing I know how to do.
I've done nothing.
Yeah.
Never have I made a handicapped kid cry. Yeah.
It's always been my dream to drive Ubers.
Yeah. As a child, I dreamt of this day. Yeah. I would ride you around.
I was like, one day I'd see a taxi driver, and I'd be like, one day we're going to get a fake taxi driver that doesn't have a license, and he uses his phone to navigate, and I'm going to be one of those.
Living the dream.
I'm going to be one of those phone navigating wizards.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you sing at the Bellagio? Like some fag?
I had you know what's weird about like a childhood dream? Hmm. I had a woman ask me that, a journalist, for the shows this summer at the Centre Vidéotron.
Yeah.
She was like, is this a childhood dream for you? And I was like, this arena didn't exist 4 years ago.
Podcast didn't exist 10 years ago.
And I'm doing something that didn't exist until 2005 or whatever. So I was like, yes, this is a childhood dream. When in 1976, I was telling myself, one day I'm going to play in a place that doesn't exist, doing something that hasn't been invented.
I think all my childhood dreams are too old to bang.
Oh. That took me a while.
Look at
him. I was like, what? Sign.
Wayne Newton.
That's funny.
So stupid.
Wayne Newton, I remember in the old days, Johnny Carson used to make fun of him a lot on The Tonight Show. And then one night, Wayne Newton drove down to LA.
What?
You've never seen a picture of Wayne Newton?
Yeah, why does he look like that?
Because he's he was born fucking Vegas lounge singer. But yeah, Wayne Newton drove down to L.A. and then he asked to see Johnny Carson and told the secretary, I'm here to see Johnny. Johnny came out and he was like, you make one more joke about me, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Oh, I love that.
And then he never did a joke about him ever again.
That's amazing.
Like, he scared the fuck out of Johnny Carson.
That's gangster
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of those old Vegas guys were like that. Can you show a picture? He looks like a cartoon, right?
He looks like a fucking... He looks Asian almost. He looks like an Asian doll.
An old lady that's had her face lifted. Yeah,
too much
often.
Botox.
Yeah. And that's fucking... That's his real hair. That's no dye.
Really?
Yeah, no dye, no transplant.
And he's 81?
Yeah. That's his real hair.
Nah, you're fucking with me.
It's his real hair. Yeah. That's the whole thing about him.
And his teeth. Yeah. Real teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not his real hair. Look at his hairline here. It was receding. That's not his real hair. Are you sure?
Is that his new wife, the blonde there?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, no. She's hot. She's a good-looking lady. Nah. Oh, yeah. I guess that's her.
This was him young.
No, that was him in the 70s. Oh, so yeah. He was 59, I guess. Cause he looks.
That's him and Ronald Reagan, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Right there.
See?
Bro, holy fuck, bro. He looks like you stretch silly putty over his face.
He looks like my dad when my dad was younger.
He looks like Sylvester Stallone if Sylvester Stallone had a stroke.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Sylvester Stroke.
Sylvester Stroke. Yeah.
That Botox is a killer, though.
Yeah, what I like about his wife, like he was like, I need a hot young wife, but I'm an 80-year-old man with black hair. So I'm going to get a 52-year-old that's had her face done too often and fake tits. So she looks like she's a good fit for him.
Yeah, for her demographic, she's hot.
Yeah.
He did good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that actually saved money. He's not like in the streets.
I don't know what he did with his money.
But he's not like
Wayne Newton net worth.
Yeah,
it's not even about his net worth. It's the fact that he's not out there begging. Because some of these people, they get into this weird habit, Poseidon, when especially in Vegas.
Yeah,
they spend everything, and then you get to the cycle where we're not hiring you again. So you've seen.
And then they're doing those videos like for $9, they'll say hi to you.
He owns a casino too.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What? Yeah,
this guy's a gangster.
God damn.
Although Newton will be remembered as one of the top drawing performers in Las Vegas history, Newton bought the Aladdin. At a difficult time in Las Vegas history.
What?
They wrote this back in 08.
Check his net worth. That means he's worth like over $500 million probably.
It says about 50.
Oh, 50.
Good but for him.
He probably kept it because it's some weird website, celebritynetworth.com.
Yeah. It's not real, bro.
That doesn't Those seem are all legit.
Fit. Those are all, nobody knows.
So he probably kept his net worth under wraps really well.
Yeah, well, everyone keeps their net worth.
Only idiots.
Wraps. Only Donald Trump fucking tells people what he's worth.
Yeah, Donald Trump's the only fucking idiot that does that. Everyone else keeps his... There were some rappers that were like showing their checking account, I remember, at one point, and then it stopped being a trend because like, stop doing that.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's so stupid.
Or like the recent trend on TikTok, like how much money you have in your bank account, and some people actually were saying the real amount. Like,
yeah, I'm like, I don't have a bank account. Jokes on you.
Some people were like, I have $300,000 in my checking account. Like, what do you? Somebody walks up to you in the middle of the street you don't know, you're just going to answer.
After 100 G's, bro, what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, tell the guy, mind your fucking business, you know?
You're not supposed to ask you're not supposed to ask a man how much money he makes.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to ask women.
What she'll do for that amount.
Exactly. I was waiting to say something.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's two things you're not supposed to ask.
Really?
Yeah.
But
you know what really sayings? You know how we have sayings like never ask a woman her age, shit like that? Yeah. It can't apply to everyone. You know that, right? Like you can't, like let's say you, for example, being Poseidon, you can have that saying, I never ask a woman her age, right?
Yeah.
But if you were Poseidon and you were a bouncer at a fucking bar, You can't say that. That's why you keep getting shut down. You have to ask these bitches how old they are. Mm. You know, there's no saying is global.
But I never also understood why are they so embarrassed? Like, why is it a saying? Why are some women so embarrassed? Because
back in the day, the women that would get married were young virgins. So it was a big stigma.
By the time you were 26, if you didn't have like 8 kids, you were an old fucking maid.
Yeah, so it was a big stigma around age. Now we still have the saying, but nobody actually gives a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, back it was a big stigma. Oh, because then all people would think is she's 25,
no single. Kids.
Oh, is she a lesbian? Yeah. Oh, is she a bitch? Oh, is she this? They would just make rumors about them.
Oh,
even
shit.
If the girl was fine, she just didn't meet anyone.
Yeah.
So it would fuck with them, and then women would.
And then there'd be a 38-year-old fucking flaming homosexual. People would be like, "Look at him, he's a bachelor."
Yeah.
He's
living it up.
One day, Alan is gonna get married. He's gonna make a lady very happy.
Yeah, he's got that roommate. They all wear cool scarves.
Yeah. Him and his roommate are gonna be able to make her dress.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are awesome. Yeah, that's how it was back in the day. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, if a woman wasn't getting married, it would be like the shit talk of the town. Yeah. Like she's a bad person. And then the dudes, a lot of them were just gay guys, and like, look at this macho dude. He's single out there hanging and banging.
Yeah. That's wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's where the age thing comes from. They didn't want, but now it doesn't matter. Now you could find people. You could be 50 and find 50s that want to mingle. You could be 80, find me. You could be 25 and find 25. Yeah. There's literally anybody could find anyone.
Yeah. And plus women, like in the old days, older women, no one thought they were hot. But now people love older chicks. Like fucking there's cougars and MILFs. Like it's two the biggest categories.
Thing. Yeah.
Like two of the big categories are for the same women.
Hot older women.
Yeah. There's no hot older men categories.
There's no hot older men, but you know what? It's funny that you bring that up. There's
pervy older men categories.
But I think it's always been like that for women because what was that fucking movie? It was the famous movie, the one where he comes back, Mrs. Robinson, where he comes back from school for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
He
wants
to bang the hot neighbor.
Yeah, the graduate.
The graduate. So it's always been. A hot older woman has always been like, oh, shit, a hot older woman. But men, it's always like, oh, look at this fucking old pervert.
Yeah.
It's just fucking funny. There's
whenever a hot old, whenever an old lady would bang a young dude, they were like, oh, she's very sexual. She's very hot. Whenever it was a dude, they were like, that guy's rich.
Yeah, or he's let's get him. Money. We got to put him in jail. This guy's disgusting. Yeah,
he's either rich or a rapist.
Yeah. You never watched The Graduate?
No.
You'd like it.
It's a Dustin Hoffman Rain Man.
Yeah.
Same character, though.
Same character.
definitely 70. You're definitely 70.
Definitely can't get pregnant. Definitely can't get pregnant. Yeah, it's a good movie. Poseidon.
Yes.
All this to say, they can follow you online. You are ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. You have your own website. That's IamPoseidon.com. But most importantly, Mike Ward has a website, MikeWard.ca. Go there to see Mike Ward's tour dates, if he's doing it in French, if he's doing it in English. If you want to watch the number one French language comedy podcast, the record-breaking podcast, Sous Écoute, you could get a link on his website to the Patreon. And on the Patreon, you can buy tickets to watch it live here at the Bordel on Sundays, or you could watch and listen to the entire back catalog of Sous Écoute episodes. If you're bilingual, if you speak French, that is the place to be. All of my stuff are on PantelisComedy.com. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.